This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Economic indicators were mixed in the Secretary of State's latest report. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
New business filings are up 19%, and more than 50,000 new entities were filed in the second quarter of this year alone. But Colorado's job growth only creeped up less than 0.5% compared to last year, putting Colorado 43rd among states. That's just over 10,000 new jobs. Meanwhile, everyone's favorite economic metric, inflation, remains steady. The Consumer Price Index in the Denver, Aurora, Lakewood region was 2.3% in the first half of this year. That's just a little better than the national number. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Today is Colorado River Day, marking the official renaming of the river, which used to be called the Grand River. One event marking the occasion is new legislation in the U.S. Senate. CPR's Ishan Takor.
This week, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper and Utah Senator John Curtis introduced legislation to better forecast western water supplies. The bill reauthorizes a Bureau of Reclamation program that funds cutting-edge ways to measure snowmelt. Much of the west surface and drinking water comes from snowmelt, and scientists measure that water with aircraft surveys and computer models. The bill more than doubles the program's funding, but it comes as President Trump's own budget proposal slashes hundreds of millions of dollars from Reclamation's budget. Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Jeff Hurd are sponsoring a similar bill in the House. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Governors from around the country gather with federal officials and others in Colorado Springs today and tomorrow. It's the meeting of the National Governors Association. Colorado's Jared Polis has led the group for the past year. At the meeting, he'll pass that role on to the governor of Oklahoma. This is CPR News and KRCC.